Hello Fly Nation, welcome to episode number 131, Living Like a Flag in the Wind. If this is you, then implementing these 10 steps is helping you to accept what is and to live authentically. In last week's episode, I have gifted you with 6 natural ways to uplevel your happiness and to improve your health. Today, I want to reveal steps helping you to change for the better and live authentically. Number 1, by changing your focus from negativity, setbacks, and crisis onto your goals and core values, we prevent ourselves from getting lost in the overwhelm of information. Get clear on what it is that you want and the skills you need to achieve them, and eliminate the rest. It's all about what really matters to you and not about acting on other people's agendas. Second, we project out what we think and feel, and life reflects back. If we are led by our ego mind, trying to keep us safe, we are likely to stay where we are without gaining new wisdom. Setbacks and crises do happen for a reason. And if we dig deep, we can often find out what needs to be improved. It's about accepting the learning and change for the better. This doesn't only have to be, have or become more, but often it's about doing less, surrendering and letting go. Often the right thing to do is the opposite of what your mind is telling you. Listen to your heart, gut and soul and follow your intuition. That's what I do to maintain serenity. Third, letting go, decluttering and surrendering are essential stepstones in any transformation. If we refuse to let go and hold on to things, people or circumstances that we were proved are not good for us, that might be health challenges occurred or whatever, we get overwhelmed, stressed out, stuck, and the exhaustion finally can lead to severe illness such as chronic inflammation or cancer, like it did in my case. Fourth, when you resist, it means that you're blocking the energies and life will continue to feel like a battle. That's why I highly recommend that you accept the battle and what is, because it just is. So either change things, or if this is not within your reach, accept what is and move forward. Notice the resistance in your body, where it feels tight. And then take your attention to this part of the body. I always ask Dan, my inner healer, to step in and assist me. Fifth, most health challenges occur because we are out of alignment. This could either be that we are focusing and doing things that are not purposeful and meaningful to us. That's why in the Fly Freestyle Life Systems, we help you to find your purpose. We came here for a special reason, and the foundational part of the Life's Hero's journey is to discover our life's purpose and the true nature, and then to align and leverage it and share it by living. Number 6. Stop rethinking the past over and over, because it keeps you living in the past. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the imagined past emotion and real happenings in the now. Don't let your mind win. by keeping you busy and distracting you. It wants to get you off track, forcing you to live in the past again and again. Number 7. Allow yourself to feel anything that comes up in order to heal your emotions and finally let them go. This always leads to breakthrough because recurring triggers and emotions point you to the direction of what needs your awareness in order to be solved. Number 8. Stop worrying about future worst-case scenarios and what might happen in the future. It has the same effect than just explained about rethinking the past. You'll be constantly living in fear-based mode, which prevents you from enjoying your life in the present moment, the only real time that is. Number 9. Escape the fake play and prepare to discover and live your authentic self. This is the only way to be sustainable, happy, and fulfilled in life. Number 10. So many complain about COVID-related changes and inconveniences. Yes, we all have remembrances of the difficulties of 2020 and this year until now. The breakages that disrupted our lives, creating pain and hurt, and challenging us in ways that we never imagined. And we could recognize that we didn't think we had the capacity to address them 1 year ago. There have been many new learnings that may have helped solve the wounds like a balm that soothes and heals a physical hurt. But praying for our past lives to come back doesn't help us any further. But in fact, as explained above, it keeps us stuck and blocked. We need to accept that the world has changed drastically and adapt our personal lifestyle as well as our workplaces and teams to the demands we are facing now. I understand the desire to just forget this year and move on, but unfortunately, the grief and loss process does not allow us to easily erase a year like 2020. I suggest to let go of the dream, of the grief, anger summed up, and the wish to run from 2020, because we just know we can't, and instead embrace its gifts of new learnings that we, our kids, and our community have achieved. On the other side of the shock, when life and businesses were put on arrest, we could appreciate the extreme advantage for our planet and nature, which suffered so much from pollution and toxins. We tend to forget that we need nature to survive, not vice versa. I hope that these insights on how to change your mindset and attitude towards life and its crisis will ease your life. I truly believe there is enough setback that occurs and we immediately need to make sure that we don't add up to it and make our life harder by sabotaging ourselves. That's why I'm not getting tired to reveal how you can change. You can change the outer world, but you can change your inner world by once and for all ending self-sabotaging patterns and living fully aware, mindful, and authentically purposeful in the present now. If your dream is to live and lead a life of freedom and fulfillment on your own authentic terms, you must stop living like a flag in the wind and live authentically up to your core values. I wish you blessings and hope that the dreams you imagine come true as the world opens back up. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out and share the nuggets with those you know can profit from it. Thanks so much for listening in, and talk to you next week. Bye.